Just deep fryers.
Thank you, students. That was beautiful. Wow.
Et en fait, c'est l'une des histoires
fail. Frank, by himself. How is it for us? How can we strengthen ourselves? Consider this amazing.
Dieu devient sa puissance, toute son espoir. C'est un genre d'histoire par la part de 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 la part
petition God to heal his
son?
Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmity, in reproaches, in need, in persecution, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I
strength
for anxiety.
kept
what
he
knew.
He kept praying. God's mindset. He needed his attitude to shift away from his own way of thinking. He needed his heart to be in a whole different place.
It had to shift from
doing his own way. Examine myself. And I have to recognize I need to come to the right conclusions. I need to make sure I'm looking at things in the right perspective. How can I discern the truth from my life? How can I determine who I really am? Am I a real Christian? Or am I a pretender? See, we can't do that if we neglect it. Well, the world. this very model. Change our thinking, we change our direction. We need to connect with God. So we have a whole different model than that human way of looking at things. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil. Verse 8, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Absolutely. And so John, cleanse your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. See, David Paul said, he had shot out of sorts. He brought himself back up to God. Verse 9, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Submitting ourselves to God, James writes, it doesn't keep us in that depressed state of lamenting and mourning and weeping. You see in verse 10, when we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, what does He promise to do? The same thing He did for David. He promises He will lift you up. That's the promise. We can write that one down. There is no doubt. When we connect with God, when we study His Word, when we draw close to Him, we can write an equal sign. Submit to God, draw near to Him, and what does He promise you? But they also talk about we can connect with him. But on the other hand, we see times when David is in full panic. We see God's power exhibited. In Psalm 56, it seems like it would have been one of those written because it begins connecting with God. It starts, be merciful to me, O God, for man will swallow me up. He's fighting all day. He oppresses me. In fact, verse 2, it says, whenever I'm afraid, David says, I will trust in God. I will praise His Lord. In God I put my trust. I will not fear. Psalm 59. David reiterates the same thought in verse 16. Psalm 59, verse 16. I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you've been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my friend, I will sing praises. For God, my defense, my God. This is amazing recognition. David recognizes the fear. He recognizes his shortcomings. He recognizes the pain. He recognizes life brings trials, difficulties, fear, and anxiety. But what does he do with it? Connects with God. He brings it before the almighty throne of the creator of the universe. He petitions God, not only with the immediate problem, but even the situation, whatever it is. Same thing we need to do. We need to connect with God so closely and so constantly that it changes our thinking. It transforms our minds. And it only happens when we connect with God. And we can connect with God because He's giving us His Word. He's giving to us through the inspired Word before us. And so what an amazing blessing that when we meditate on His Word and we read that Word and it becomes a part of our thinking, we praise and honor Him, it changes everything. It changes everything. In fact, we're thinking at this time of the year. And the things that often come at this time of the year. That was something that John, I can do nothing of myself. He said, I do not seek my own, but the will of the Father who sent me. That was Christ's perspective. That needs to be our perspective. And even at the very end, that's what he did, facing the greatest trial of all time, giving his life to man, facing the crucifixion. That night he was betrayed. What did he do? He went off alone, kissing God. And he prayed to God. He connected with God. And he said, Father, if it's your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours. Thy will be done. You see, that was Christ's perspective. My source. You are the source of my strength. You are the source of my strength. You are the source of my power. You are the source of my perspective. You're the only true source. Help me. Guide me so that your power, your direction. He knew if he had to find a way to walk in confidence, that he was going to find the fullness of God's direction, then it was going to require him to depend fully on God. He had to turn things around and renew that commitment, that connection, that confidence, that covenant. He had to renew that. He was fully depend on God. Fear and the anxiety, the depression, the discouragement, and the feeling. The only way to overcome that is to recognize the true cost of that when it comes to all of those things. What does the Word of God say when it comes to fear? What do I do when my thinking, when my thoughts don't align with God's thoughts, with God's ideas, and His instructions, and His commandments? David had to fight that. We've got to fight that. We've got to fight the anxiety, the discouragement, the fear, the panic. How do we do that? We can fight fear. In fact, we can fight it. God has given us such a great reminder of that. We fight fear. Paul reminds us that God is not given us the Spirit. That is not what we're doing. And sometimes I've got to change my thinking and remind myself, no, that is not what I'm about. When that stress and that worry comes, what you do with it, when it does come in, we've got to kick those thoughts immediately out and recognize the fact that God's given us a spirit of power. It's a spirit of love. The spirit of a sound mind, healthy thinking, wholesome thinking. That's what a sound mind is, right, spiritual thinking. That's the kind of spirit God gave us. Don't forget that. David let that slip. We've got to get right back here and determine, boy, by the power of God's Spirit, He's given me the authority over my thinking, over the fear, over the anxiety, over the stress, so I don't have to worry, so I don't have anyone else in the world worry. But God can bring an amazing peace of mind. Sometimes, boy, that thought comes. It just doesn't seem like I'm even worthy to stand before God. But I am poor and needy. I'm not good enough to come before God in the way of what He's saying. right now. Oh my God, you are my helper. You're my savior. Come quickly and save me. Please, don't delay. And I love this passage because it not only says he's thinking about you, we're on God's mind. That's an amazing thought. We're on God's mind, but even more than that. So that we can ultimately be victorious over Satan and the devil in his way. We don't have to be conformed to this world. Romans 12, verse 2 talks about it. Instead, we know what it tells us. Instead of being locked up in the ways of the world and thinking the way that they're thinking, reacting to difficulties, circumstances the way that they do. Of your thinking. In fact, if you turned over to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible puts it a little different. Romans 12, 2, it says, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good. To God. We change our thinking to God's thinking. We focus on His word. We can find out what's on the mind of God by looking at His word. So it's not my solution. It's not my direction. It's God's solution to the problem that we're facing. And so we trust God to be God. And you know, He says what He said. On the solution, especially at this time of the year, as we look at ourselves and we examine ourselves, don't get caught up and focus on sin. That's the problem. Yes, we identify it, we recognize it, but that's not the focus. The focus has to be, it must be, on the solution. The solution is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He died for us. God the Father gave His only Son so that we have a solution. So we can bring every thought into the captivity of Jesus Christ by recognizing and focusing on that solution so that His thoughts are my thoughts. So we spend time with God. We spend time in His Word. And we recognize that's not only a temporary fix, it's not a temporary isolation. This is a permanent solution to the problems that we face. That's what it is. But it didn't end there. Because what did he do? such a great reminder. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. We turn to God, we stick to God. And what's the promise? Verse 15, prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, he will be forgiven. Recognize that after this fact, it's undoubtable the Lord will raise us up. He can raise us up physically, but he will certainly raise us up at the resurrection. Because we know, ultimately, that's where our hope lies. It is in the resurrection. What if our hope is only, like, right now? It's an amazing thing. Anxiety can become assurance because we've been given the promises of God. He's called us. He's promised to never leave us or forsake us. In fact, if you turn over to chapter 15 in 1 Corinthians, Paul's talking about that great hope. We all have it. We all have this great hope. Verse 51 in the Revelation chapter. Paul says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." That's the ultimate hope, the resurrection. And so he says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound, dead, raised, incorruptible. And he says, where is your victory? Is that the end of the story? Said, absolutely not. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so Paul writes these encouraging words. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Be immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. So Paul is a fantastic reminder. God will make those promises. No doubt about it. And we can have faith. We can have confidence that God will deliver us. He can change that person's perspective. We can be different. In fact, I can't help but thinking maybe Psalm 34 is what David had in mind at Ziklag. Look at Psalm 34, verse 4. It's kind of a summary passage of this whole concept of Ziklag and coronavirus, or any trial of persecution, trouble that 34, verse 4. It says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Not only did he hear me, from all they looked to him and were radiant. Their faces were not ashamed. Cried out, and the Lord heard him.
And saved him
out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Really changed everything. David, with a change of perspective, by connecting to God, examining God, and talking to God, now it was time for David to do something. Take that strength from God and walk forward in faith. And God told him, go to the Amalekites, attack them, and you will overcome them. Face the enemy head on, and I'll be with you. David and his men did just that. They went into battle. We know the rest of the story. He overwhelmed the Amalekites. And not only that, he recovered. Colossians 1:9 is another passage. So well. Because it puts it all in context. It's an important reminder for us. God's context. Because we know different things. We know that the Bible says in Luke 24 and Matthew 24, where it talks about Paul wrote to Colossae, he says, for this reason we all listen to the day we heard it. We don't cease to pray for you. And we need to pray for one another. No doubt. No doubt. And ask that we may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He tells them to pray that way so that we may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work. And increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with all might, according to his glory, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who's qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us kingdom of the Son of love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins. God has such blessings. Look through the study on the amazing promises of God. There are so many. There is no doubt. We recognize there is absolutely no doubt God promises to help all those who trust Him. So when we feel like giving up, we step on out, tired, that by examining us, looking at our life, changing our thinking, and recognizing the power that God has given us through His Holy Spirit, that He can change our focus. Change focusing on the problem, focusing on His solution. And by doing that, we can go forward in we don't have to panic. We can go viral. Let faith go viral. Let's make sure faith takes the day and determine to have faith take us beyond our own kingdom. Remember those promises of God. He will never forsake us. And as we face the challenges, they'll certainly be. But let's